Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So Twitter is in the news a lot right now for its astronomical growth in usage just in the last few months. We'll run the numbers. For its difficulty in figuring out how to make money off its gazillion users, and for a kind of anti-Twitter backlash that has produced a collection of articles calling it everything from pointless to an ADHD risk factor. Now, for those of you who don't tweet, the heart of Twitter is that you post messages that are no more than 140 characters, not 140 words, 140 characters. For those of you who do tweet, tweet at us right now. We're on Twitter as Brian Lehrer, one word. Tell us how you use Twitter and why Twitter matters, and we'll read some of these on the air. They've been coming in through the morning. And let's talk about Twitter with Farhad Manju, who writes about technology and social media and for Slate.com, and he's the author of the book, True Enough, Learning to Live in a Post-Fact Society. Hi, Farhad. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, thanks. Good to be here.
And you are among those, aren't you, who have piled on recently wondering if Twitter is more than something the media like to talk about. Do you use Twitter?
I do, and I have to say I have a good time on it, but I'm a reporter, so I'm trying to sort of stay in the public profile, stay in the public's eye. I think for other people, for people who are just sort of just want to use computers, just want to talk to their friends, I'm not sure Twitter has the same utility. It's not as useful for them. But
You contrast in your article Twitter and Facebook, and clearly Facebook is a much more complex social system. Twitter is about short messages going one direction at a time. Should we even be comparing the two or looking at Twitter in some whole different light?
Yeah, I think Facebook is pretty easy for people to understand. It's a way to connect with your friends. And it, like a lot of technologies that we have nowadays, sort of new web technologies, it has a pretty clear kind of analog in the past. We would connect to our friends, you know, without the internet. Now it just makes it faster or easier. Twitter is something wholly different, I think. I don't think there's kind of a clear anything similar to it that we had before the internet. What you're doing basically is talking to strangers. You set up your Twitter profile, and then basically anyone who wants to listen to you can follow you and get your updates. And I think that's strange to a lot of people, the idea that you're going to talk to just kind of anyone who would listen and tell them anything that happens in your life. That's kind of a new thing that we haven't had before. And, I mean, the closest analog I can think of is like you going into a bar and just ranting and holding forth about,
right,
you know, your thoughts.
And people can always unsubscribe to you if you're just too stupid. You know, if people use it for the mundane, and this has certainly been the source of some mocking of Twitter. Oh, I'm going to the subway now. You know, that, of course, is pointless. I tweet something about our show almost every day after 12 o'clock, and I find the very short format to be very useful for that. I get out one thought about the show and a link back to a particular segment. If I wrote a windy blog post somewhere every day, I suspect fewer people would bother to follow it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, the thing about Twitter that's interesting is that a lot of people use it for different things. So, shows like yours or reporters like me, we send out links to things we find on the internet or links to our articles or your programs. And so some people use it as kind of a vehicle for publicity, for which it works really well.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, other people use it for, there's this famous example of this this taco truck in Southern California that uses it to tell people where it is as it kind of roves around, and people go and, you know, get food from there.
Every Mr. Softy in New York will start tweeting its whereabouts, right? That's when they pass the law that disconnects the bells. Some of the things that people are tweeting to us about how they use Twitter: I've been using it to promote my food and farming blog and to connect with other bloggers, farmers, and journalists, writes one person. Three Twitter uses, writes another one. Hub for info and search, network for friends and colleagues, platform to share and develop ideas and strategies. Now, that one really makes it sound like it's more of a social network. If it's a hub for info and search, and if it's a platform to share and develop ideas and strategies, do you think people are really using a 140-character site that way?
I think they are. I think, you know, I think the very act of kind of following someone, especially if the person is not, you know, if the person is not a huge celebrity like Ashton Kutcher or someone, if you're following someone.
And he set the record, I think. He set the record, didn't he, with a million followers?
Yeah, he has more than a million followers.
He had a contest with CNN. Right,
yeah.
where he and the totality of CNN competed with each other for who could get a million people first to sign up to follow them on Twitter, and he won.
He won, yes, which is kind of amazing that people would be that interested in what he says. But so if you're not him, kind of the act of following someone is a kind of you know, a signal of friendship. It's sort of less. There's less emphasis on it than friending someone on Facebook because, you know, the other person on Twitter doesn't kind of have to accept you. You can just follow him and there's no kind of dual confirmation. But if you're following someone, it suggests to them that you're trying to connect with them. And I think that you do develop a closeness to people when you follow their little status updates all the time. I mean, there are people I don't know who I've never met that I know a lot about their lives because I follow them on Twitter and I know kind of where they went on the weekend and who they hung out with. And you get a kind of deep connection to people.
That's pretty funny. So some of the other tweets coming at us, Twitter is going to make everyone a better editor, right? Someone, I guess so. If it's 140 characters. Through Twitter, I unexpectedly and quite by accident got reacquainted with a long-lost friend. Twitter matters because it is real-time broadcast platform, setting it apart from MySpace and Facebook. The only thing Twitter is good for, writes one of our listeners, is the tracking of where taco trucks are. Ha ha ha. And someone else, tweeting actually landed me a job as a social media coordinator for Berklee College. Now I use it both for work and personal use. Someone writes, authors and publishers are desperately seeking readers, enormous book community, tweeting and growing daily. Do you know that to be true? That would be ironic if people involved in books, which is, of course, the longest print form, are tweeting at 140 characters.
Yeah, I've seen many new authors or authors with new books out, you know, publicizing their books on Twitter. And I'm, you know, I have no idea if it works, but I think that it probably would. One of the things that I think is interesting is that, it allows people to kind of publicize what's going on, but there's less kind of there's no social prohibition on that on Twitter. I mean, you can say what's going on without coming off like you're being egotistical or self-serving. There's a kind of a general acceptance on Twitter of you know, saying what's going on and what you have to sell, and people are okay with that.
And you get a lot of short comments in a short period of time when news is breaking. You should have seen and maybe you did, the general everyone Twitter feed around Sonia Sotomayor's nomination the other day.
Right.
And sure enough, somebody tweets to us now, I like Twitter if there's a breaking news story somewhere, like the ice storm in the Midwest, then you can search it and see all the latest stuff. And someone else, as a sports fan, Twitter is an easy way to follow a team's cadre of beat writers. Saves time. You don't have to read sports articles in four different papers.
Yeah.
Now, people are definitely using Twitter for some social good, Farhad. We've reported on twestivals, as they're called, for charity and things like that. Is that really taking off?
I've heard it is. I mean, it's a new technology, so people try to use it for everything, and we'll see whether it kind of actually makes a difference. I've seen people, try to raise money on Twitter, and but you know, people were trying to raise money on email for a long time, and there's been kind of middling results with that. It kind of depends on who's asking for money, what they're asking for money for, but. It seems like it could work. With all of these things, it seems like we have to wait to see.
Yeah.
I'm less enthusiastic about Twitter as a medium for passing out news and for news dissemination. Because I think that in addition to getting a lot of actual news from Twitter, you get a lot of rumor and noise, and so it's sometimes hard to discern like what's actually true and what's not.
That's true. When that if you're logged on to watch everybody's tweets go by at the same time, it's so fast that it's almost impossible to stop and digest everything. We just have a minute left. Just real quickly on the numbers and the business model. Worldwide unique visitors to Twitter.com jumped from about 2 million last April to more than 30 million this April, and half that growth came just in the last 2 months. Where are all these tweeters coming from? What are most of them tweeting about? And since they don't sell ads, do they have a business model?
Yeah, they don't sell ads. They say they have a business model. They say they have a way to start making money at some point, but no one really knows what it is yet. They haven't really said. They have said they're not very enthusiastic about advertising, so it may not be advertising. Right, a lot of people are signing up to Twitter. At the same time, a lot of people who sign up to Twitter kind of use it for a little bit, and then a lot of people get discouraged. The numbers also show. So it's still a big question what role it'll play in society and, you know, whether it's going to be a huge business. It's still early, I would say, with Twitter.
Farhad Manju is Slate's technology columnist and the author of True Enough, Learning to Live in a Post-Fact Society. Thanks a lot, Farhad.
Great, thank you.
And if you want to, you can sign up to follow us at twitter.com. We're under Brian Lehrer, one word. Coming up next, why a new survey finds drivers in New York and New Jersey are the worst in the country. We will look at the criteria they used, and maybe you'll want to argue with them. Stay with us.